Curtis, and you're listening to the Beat Loop Hop-Hop Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the BT Football Podcast. I'm Chris Laffin, and joined this week by Nick Davey.
Yep, good evening.
Shane Lees.
Hello.
And Richard Hill-Hudson.
Good evening.
This week is our annual game show episode, where we play some of the pitch for the whole entire show. If you remember last year, we played Question Sports.
This year, were you sick?
Sorry?
Were you sick?
I was sick, yeah.
Who was I? Phil Tough.
I think you were Nick.
You would be toughest if you were any of them.
Right. You have a patent on there, and Matt Dawson.
That's awesome.
No, if Nick was anyone, he would be Phil Merson, or Paul Merson, whichever. One is Paul Merson, the guy from Soccer Saturday. I don't know their first names. He's just called Merce.
this year, the lads are going back to school. It's about out of the round robin tournament. Two, making a final. The school subjects will be questioned on are maths, literacy, history, religious education, media studies, zoology, and home ec.
Oh, here I am. That time's either I got sent out in religious studies. Honestly, this I did.
So the first game is between Shane and Nick. Shane, do you want to pick a subject?
The person always goes on his phone.
I'm going to go with literacy.
Okay, so Shane versus Nick on literacy.
Oh, what?
It's probably not as bad as you think.
I don't know anything about literacy. I can't even speak correctly.
He can't even write.
Alright, I'm going to give you a title of an autobiography. You're going to tell me who's autobiography it is.
Fuck off. Tell you, if you had asked this to my brother, he's got every single sportsman's book ever.
Right. Shane?
I hope Harry Redknapp's one's on there.
Shane? So, I think, therefore, I play.
Is that Perlo?
Perlo, yeah.
I knew that one.
Never seen his book before.
No Perlo, no party.
The autobiography of the world's greatest footballer. Doesn't have a big head, this was.
Danny Drinkwater, though.
Danny Drinkwater, though, is a great player. Hello?
No, it's Maradona. Okay. How not to be a professional footballer?
Roy Keane.
No, Paul Merson.
Topical.
How not to be a football millionaire?
This is difficult. Ian Wright?
It's Keith Gillespie.
He blew all his money, didn't he?
Yeah.
There's a lot of footballers that did that.
I should have really looked into that a bit more, actually. There's quite a few. Brad Friedel.
David James.
Yeah, I'd have thought it'd have been James.
Yeah, we'd be for quite a while.
My story, conversations with my father.
Can you repeat that?
My story, conversations with my father.
Okay, so I've got to think about, footballing son. No, actually, I think I know that one. I think that one's Neymar, isn't it?
Is Neymar.
Yeah, knew that one.
Okay. Nick, hashtag two sides, my autobiography.
Well, it's going to be quite a new one then, because hashtag wasn't really around. So, what was it again, two sides, my story?
Hashtag two sides, my autobiography.
Maybe it's two sides, someone plays on the wing.
I think I know what this one is.
Kieran Dyer, maybe? David, no. Maybe someone who's been a knob. Adam Johnson? David Beckham.
No, it's Rhea Ferdinand.
Yeah, it was Rhea Ferdinand, wasn't it?
So for the win, Shane, you've got Back from the Brink, the autobiography.
Oh, I know that one, but I can't think of it. I do know this one. Oh, shit.
Someone's nearly died.
Mwamba?
No, it's Paul McGrath.
Oh, God!
Okay.
They were hard. I'm glad I didn't have that respect.
Yeah, it's stupid one. Thanks a lot, Shane.
Nick?
Yep.
Mr. Unbelievable.
Andy Antoine. Unbelievable. unbelievable. You have to be really up your arse to call your autobiography that.
Stay in the game after this
one. It's a good side. just unbelievable. Gerard.
Kamara.
That's Chris Kamara.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 3 points to show?
I didn't read the book out.
Didn't even know he could read.
Yeah, half of these people are not particularly well qualified for that particular field of work, are they?
No. Nurse is here.
Oh my god.
Maths.
Just in a penalty. Sorry.
Maths, history, religious studies, media studies, zoology, or home economics?
I bet media studies was like the top grade you got.
No, it was, school? Oh, yeah, business was BCS, Business Communications Systems. Business, I got my GCSEs in business, English, and...
Cooking?
Yeah, funny enough.
It's still called home economics, as I suppose you can ask people.
Food technology.
Yeah. How many GCSEs are you supposed to have? Aren't you supposed to have like 10?
Five.
I've got six.
I swear I've got...
five, so I had to go and do a few retakes. I eventually got one. I did get my maths in the end, but I had to retake it at college.
I've got to pick up the
subject. We'll go for maths.
Maths. Okay. I like this one.
Put my face in them.
Here. Yeah.
Come on, Nick. I'm rooting for you.
Using the players... current squad numbers, solve the following sums. So it's for your club, so you've got Brighton players and you've got United players. Right, do you get that, Nick?
What, so I need to add up every single squad player?
So I'm going to give you a sum, but instead of numbers, I'll give you a player, and you have to use a squad.
Oh, I'm with you. Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, so it's Lewis Dunk plus Adam Crofts equals which player?
Who the hell's Adam Crofts? Andrew Crofts, don't you think? I think you deserve to do 10 press-ups for that. Okay, Andrew Crofts plus Lewis Dunk is 8 plus.
Who's squad number is that equal?
Oh shit, what number's Dunk again? 13.
13, who's that?
Oh, sorry, Lewis Dunk's number 5 and Andrew Crofts is 8, and that will equal David Stockdale.
A mil.
That is impressive. I could not do this with any of my team.
And to be fair, I don't even have a program. I was planning to look for a program in my room. I'll never buy them. So I can't even use that as a sheet.
Wayne Rooney plus Januzaj equals...
Rooney's 10. Januzaj somehow is still 11.
Yeah.
So 21 is Herrera.
Yes.
How would you people do this?
that was good, that was.
Remember people's backs of
shit. I thought Januzaj was 17. I thought Rooney was 9.
I don't remember any of their numbers.
Right, Nick. Connor Goldson. Plus Ale Stevens equals...
Okay, Connor Gold's is 17, plus Dale Stevens 6. That would equal 23. Who the fuck is that? Oh my god. Who's 23? Oh my lord. Do we even have a 20? We don't have a 20.
We must have it all. According to Wikipedia, actually. All these squad numbers are from Wikipedia, so something's changed.
23. I know who it is. It's
Liam Senior. It is, yeah. Okay. Phil Jones plus Matter equals...
Jones is 4, Matter's 8. So that number 12 is Smalling.
Yes. So let's see. We're not just putting ice. So this time, Nick, you got Bobby Zamora minus Jake Murphy.
So that is Bobby Zamora number 25. So 25 takeaway. What number's Murphy? He's 15. So Bobby Zamora takeaway Murphy equals 10. And that is Tomer Hemed.
Great player.
You love Hemed, don't you?
He's really good.
Yeah, he's doing alright now. They dropped him the other night. They started Baldock and Wilson, which is a good bit of pace.
Right, so you got Jesse Lingard, Depay.
Sorry, I didn't hear that then.
Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
Divided by Memphis Depay.
Oh, you got division!
I can do 35 divided by 7, though. Moho.
Moho. Hold on.
We're into the next level, lads. Division.
Alright. So you got Steve Sidwell.
Yep.
Divided by Gordon Greer.
Number Sidwell.
No!
I don't know what number Sigmar is. Is he 30? I think he's 35. Divided by Greer is 3, so... I can't be right. No, I can use Mast on my side here. I think he might be 34 then. So 34 is a 6... Wait, 8... No. Wait, 24... No.
Never heard a thought of kind of hear the sentence of him saying that maths could be on his side.
What number said, well, 32, 16, no, wait, 8, 16, no, 34, 12, no, wait, 11, no, yeah, wait, yeah, no, he's 33, so, Steve Sidwell divided by Gordon Greer equals, Chris O'Grady.
No.
Oh, that was the biggest struggle.
Oh!
That was 12.
That was the biggest struggle fest I've ever, like, heard.
It was like, 12, let's do maths with Joey Essex.
It was just like, let's say every number and I'll get there eventually.
It's 12, I've forgotten who 12 is now.
Bong?
Oh, yeah. Guy Tambong has got it going.
Right, so you've got Marcus Rashford. Marcus.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say him. Can't think of his number.
That's just Martial.
Rashford and what?
Minus Martial.
That's an easy one if you can figure out Rashford's number. I bet he goes and Googles it now.
No, I'm thinking he's taking Wilson's when Wilson left.
Yeah, he's a good player, little Wilson. Little Jimmy Wilson.
Marshall's 9. And I think Wilson was 19. And I think he's taking his number. So I'm reckoning he's Rooney.
No, it's number 30, so it's
Yes, still level. Come on, yeah. I can do this, Nick.
Okay, you're gonna hate this one. So you got Dale Stevens.
Yeah.
Times. Bruno. Yeah. Plus,
yeah.
Sam Boulder.
Right, okay, so, right. So Dale Stevens times Bruno, so 6 times 2 equals 12. Now, a 1 to 2 is 5, a 2 is 5, a 3 is a pit nine. Right, okay, so that's 12 plus. Sorry, mate, can you repeat? Was it plus Bulldog?
Yeah.
So, it's just to clarify, Stevens times Bruno plus Bulldog, that will equal 21, who is James Wilson.
Yes. Well done.
So. Do you know how I work that out? Because a 1, 4 is 5, a 2, 4 is a 10, a 3, 4 is a 15, a 4, 4 is a 20, a 5, 4 is a 25, a 6, 4 is a 30, a 7, 4 is a 35, an 8, 4 is a 40, 9, 4 is a
40, all of that is wrong!
It just goes up in 5, 4 every time.
You were getting it all right.
Your hero, last one. Roll level.
Pardon?
Last one to full level. We got Will Keane.
I
can't
hear you.
Will Keane.
Whoa!
Will Keane minus Morgan Schneiderlin.
That was pretty rude, hero.
Sorry. And I don't know what number. I can't think what number Will Keane is. Schneiderlin's 28.
I'm just reading something funny about Chris Brunt.
Good for you.
Gonna put it here.
What number is Will Keane? He's some of. I'm trying to work out which ones are now, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's around sort of Pereira. Pereira's 44. Schneiderlin's 20. So he's. I think he's either 46 or 48.
Okay.
So it's going to either be...
Remember the four times table.
It's going to either be Young. Or Young or Romero. Romero?
Romero, yes.
Oh!
I spawned that one, sorry.
Great game.
That was a very good game.
That was genuinely impressive. I could not have done that with one of my players. If you just said, what number is Tadic, I wouldn't have known. Like, take away any maths.
Oh, yeah, you had it. Yeah.
Thank God I didn't have that one.
Okay, so it's Hero versus Shade. Which one? So you've got history, religious studies, media studies, zoology, or food economics.
I want to save religious studies for Nick.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Anna. Who am I wrestling?
It's Hero versus Shade.
Oh, and you said religious? Oh, good lad.
Yeah, I'm saving religious studies for me and you.
Oh, you plonk. Yeah, but I get a say though on my next one.
So I will go with history versus Shade.
Ooh. Oh, you bastard. Playing on the fact I'm young and supple.
And I'm old.
I like it. Right, so Hero. England's World Cup debut came in 1950. Oh, where they suffered an infamous 1-0 defeat against which nation?
USA.
USA.
Yeah.
In 2002, which country became the first semi-finalist outside of Europe and Vietnam?
In the what? There was a vibration there.
Yeah, because someone just Chris retweeted my tweet.
In 2002.
Right.
Which country became the first semi-finalist from outside of Europe and the Americas?
That was South Korea, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was their World Cup.
Okay, here it. Who is the only player to score a hat-trick in the World Cup final?
Hurst.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Which country beat South Korea 9-0 in 1954 and El Salvador 10-1 in 1982?
It was 1954 and 1982.
Oh, dear United fans.
Is it... I'm thinking it's one of two teams. Yes. It's either Hungary or Turkey. I'm going to go with Hungary.
Hungary, yes.
Oh!
Right. Which French player has picked up 4 yellow cards and 2 red cards in 3 rows?
There's been a fair few French players with red cards.
I remember there was absolutely loads in 1998. They got loads of people sent off then.
Yeah. I presume it has to be Zidane,
yes. Okay, Shane.
Okay.
Who are the only host nations to go out in the first round of the World Cup?
You mean the group stages?
Yeah.
South Africa,
yes.
Yeah.
What was the name of the 1966 World Cup mascot?
Oh, the lion thing.
I get knocked down.
It's the song parody.
You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down. Kissing night away.
Oh, I know the facts. He's Apes.
Kissing night away. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink. He sings songs that remind him of
it. It ended in like a while and I or something.
Danny.
Welcome, Willie. Okay.
What a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the dog that fell on the World Cup after its death in 1966?
I know that one easier.
The name of the dog that fell on the World Cup. Oh, no, I remember that because we named our cat after it. It's Pickles.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a cat called Pickles who murdered all the chickens in Barnes Green.
Right. Which German won the World Cup as both a player and a manager?
What's his name?
He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks...
Beckenbauer, was it?
Beckenbauer, yes. Ooh, so, it's a draw. Which Northern Ireland player became the youngest in World Cup history in 1982?
Oh,
I know.
I've got one player I'm really tempted to say, but I almost know that it's not him. Mm. I think I do know who it is.
Yeah, and it is.
Do I have to have his first name?
No.
It's Whiteside. I can't remember what his first name is.
Norman Whiteside.
Norman, there we
go. I've got a sign test.
Well done.
Did we draw?
We did.
Oh. Damn. So,
Nick versus...
He was a quality... His goal in the 1985 FA Cup final was quality.
So, Nick, you've got religious studies, media studies, zoology, or home economics?
Media studies, religious studies, and what was the other two?
Zoology and home economics.
What's zoology?
about animals.
Oh, definitely not. We'll do media studies.
Media studies? Big shame about him. Right. Which reality TV show did
Oh, fuck off! I hate reality TV, you bastard!
In the years given. And Nick?
Yep.
Danny Mills in 2012.
What's this?
Which reality TV show did this? Danny Mills appear in the 2012?
Oh, okay. What's the options?
Which show did he appear in the 2012?
2012, Danny Mills. Big Brother. Wasn't I'm a Celebrity, so what the hell is that? Was it MasterChef?
It was MasterChef.
Oh, I'm not going to get anything here.
So you got Carlton Palmer in 2010. Sure.
Carlton Palmer.
Yep.
All I know is his first touch was crap. That's what I remember. I can't even think of what reality show. What reality TV shows are there? Is X Factor reality TV? He definitely wasn't on that. What's the one?
He's on one of the chairs in The Voice.
Like, I've got one in my head that like my sister watches, but I don't think it's reality TV.
Well, it's not scripted, then it's reality TV.
Oh, okay. Come Down With Me.
Come Down With Me, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I fucking guessed.
It was him, Neil Ruddock, Charlie George, I think. No, another footballer, I think, the celebrity thing. Right, so you got Robbie Savage in 2011. Nick.
Robbie Savage, 2011. He appeared on,
Oh, actually, I know that one! I know that one, you... Oh, shit.
Wasn't on a separate, was it? I do know this. Oh, Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, I knew that one. Fuck.
Lee Sharp in 2005.
Lee Sharp. Oh, God.
I wanna go on the piss with Lee Sharp. 38
What's that one? What's that one where they get stuck on an island and they have to like figure out how to like not die? Whatever one it is, and you know what I'm talking about, it's like Survivor or some shit. That one.
Almost. Celebrity Love Island.
Oh, I just had a picture of him on a beach.
Was it Abby, what was her name, Abby Titmus?
I think so. I don't know.
That doesn't count.
Nick? Neil Ruddock in 2004.
Because I know Razor Ruddock went on Big Brother, but I thought that was in like 2011 or something like that. So in 2004, I really don't know.
He is a fat bastard.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I've seen him on before. He's been Soccer M, obviously, a few times, but that's not a reality TV show. 2004, what was popular about him? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, maybe?
That was Albert Celebrity.
What?
Albert Celebrity.
Didn't even know that show existed back then. Fair enough.
John Barnes in 2007.
Oh, I know that. I know that. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know that.
Oh!
Yeah, it's annoying me now, because I'm not...
I had the same show twice, because there wasn't that many shows.
It was just Strictly, isn't it?
So it was Strictly, yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Right. David Seaman in 2006.
Dancing on Ice.
Yes. Peter Schmeichel, 2006.
Oh. I don't know that. I'm just trying to think of like shows my sister watches.
Yeah.
2006. I don't fuck it. Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
I swear I've answered that night for the last three ones.
Brameless So in 2009.
Brameless So. Strictly Come Dancing.
It's a pretty safe bet so far.
So that was Dancing on Ice or one of these cooking programs. Because I don't recall when I've been on anything else. So I'm torn between them. Dancing on Ice or Strictly. We'll go Dancing on Ice.
Yes. Right, so it's a draw level. You've got John Pashto in 2003.
John Pashto.
Pashto.
Oh, Fashanu. Oh, but him.
He's not dead, is he? Yeah.
Oh, oops.
Just killed him.
Was this 2002, did you say?
2003.
Oh.
Hurry up.
Big Brother or some shit.
Yeah, it's out of celebrity.
Oh.
I can't do the voice, you know.
Alright, so Hero versus Nick. So Hero gets the pick.
Religious studies.
Nick, the answer is Jesus.
Bastard. All the answers to these clues are either called Moses, Jesus, or Muhammad. Right, so,
stupid.
Nigerian winger, currently on loan at West Ham, Chelsea.
Oh, that's easy.
Moses.
Pick the Moses.
Let me guess. Spanish
winger, who plays Man City.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. It's a name. Nick.
Jesus Navas.
Okay, midfielder who moved to Arsenal in January 2016.
Mohamed Salah, was it?
No.
Ooh, El Nani.
El Nani.
Oh, who's Mohamed Salah then? Who's
the other Egyptian guy. Winger who used to play for Chelsea.
Right, so,
yes.
Striker who played for Borussia Dortmund between 2008 and 2012 scores 13 goals.
Between 2008 and 2012. Muhammad Al-Salah.
No, it's Mohamed Zidane.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay. Defender I interviewed in 2013, who played the Barnes between 1992 and 2001.
What the hell?
Well, he's got one of three names.
Yeah.
You got that much.
He played defender who played the Barnes between 1992 and 2001.
Let's hear the Owen Google.
I have no idea.
It's AD Moses.
Who could have got that? Who could have got that?
Central midfielder who won the 1995 Cup Winners' Cup with Real Zaragoza.
Nick's not going to get that.
He's at the Hammonds and...
God. Nah, I don't know.
There's Jesus San... San Gian.
I would never have got that in a million years.
I know of one other Jesus that plays, and I'm hoping that comes up.
Well, yeah, I know one other Muhammad, I'm hoping that comes up.
The Egyptian who joined Chelsea in January 2014.
Oh, no, I thought he said him, Mohamed Salah.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, I don't get that, surprise.
Okay, Mexican winger who plays for Porto.
Oh, I know that one.
Ooh,
He's sick on FIFA.
Moses Roberto.
No, can I say it?
Yep.
It's Jesus Corona, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's sick.
So, midfielder who moved from West Ham... No, moved to West Ham from Wigan in 2003.
That was Moses. Victor Moses, right?
No, it's Mohamed Diaby.
Oh, yes.
There's
a draw level there. You've got current Hull City and England under 21 right back.
Oh, I know who that is. I wish I'd got this one.
Hull City right back. Moses Odubadjo.
Yeah. Isn't he? Yeah! Who was the other Jesus you knew, Hero?
Juan Jesus, that plays for Inter Milan.
I was thinking about being Jesus Vallejo at Real Madrid.
I was hoping Cade Muhammad would come up, the striker who's now at Eastleigh.
Yeah.
Whoever wins this, that's the final, isn't it?
Oh, that's
so got
I got you, suckers.
I'm not actually lost one yet, though.
Am I in the final?
Yeah.
That's brutal, man.
It's brutal, you're awesome.
Because I'm an excellent person.
So how what's the points difference between me and Richard?
Well, you've got three.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I was going to say, I got three in the first round.
Three.
I at least got a dancing on the hard band ones. Celebrity come dancing.
You lost that one.
Yeah, I know, but I got some points.
No, you get 3 points for Scott points. Right, so we'll work out then. So, Shane versus Hero, you've got Shane, you've got Zoology or Home Economics?
I can't work out what either of those are going to be about, so I'm going to go with...
Oh, one's about cooking and one's about animals.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to go with Zoology.
Okay. Which animal is the following non-lethal?
I didn't... What was that?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Which animal is the nickname of the following non-lethal?
Right, okay.
We got Salvage Celtic.
Salvage Celtic.
Stalbridge Celtic.
Stalbridge.
Oh, right, yeah. I couldn't get any of that. So what animal... Is it like... on? You mean like on their crest or something?
It's their nickname.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I do know this. Is it...
I know, and they're only about 10 miles from me.
Yeah, is it badgers?
The badgers, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got that.
I got Hampton and Richmond Borough.
What?
Hampton. I know what that is.
And Richmond Borough.
Is that Hampton?
Hampton, yeah.
I know exactly what that is. It's the,
they're pretty posh, aren't they? What's a posh animal?
Roasted cap on.
The pheasants.
They're the beavers.
The pheasants. The pheasants are the thing that get killed by the rich people.
The quails.
Beavers are very posh animals.
Tamworth. Sure.
Tamworth. I know they're in Staffordshire. They're either goats, sheep, or lambs. I know they're one of those three. Technically, aren't they all the same thing? Can I just like be like really synonymous and say all of them?
Goats and sheep are certainly not the same thing.
Oh, they're close enough. They're just weird things that fall over and try and kill themselves. Nobody would call themselves the goats. I think even fewer people would call themselves the sheeps. And lambs has, like, the connotations of ritual slaughter. So maybe they're, like, really self-deprecating. I want to go with lambs.
Lambs, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go on. Good.
Okay, Guernsey.
I'm pretty sure the mascot of Guernsey is a dad having relations with his own children. Take that, Guernsey.
What on earth's got good? The albatrosses, I don't know.
The lions.
What's happening?
Maidenhead United.
Maidenhead. Oh, that's really close to me. Ah. Yeah. I've been through that. I need to try and think of what I've seen. They're birds. I know they're birds. Can I say birds? Shit.
Shit, a brick, Mick.
That's Newcastle. Magpies?
Magpies,
yeah. Oh, alright, yeah. Right. I've seen their badge. I know they've got birds in it. They're black and white.
What?
Stay in it.
Alright.
Got Evesome United.
Evesome. I swear that's like a... I swear that was a World War One battle in Belgium.
The ferrets. I don't know.
Robins. That's green or whitewash.
I almost feel like I shouldn't be in the final with that. Name animals.
Congratulations.
Name some shit English team.
Yeah, when it's a contest between Richard, who only knows Premier League football, and anyone else.
So the finals between Nick. It'll be Shane and Nick. Shane got the most points, so we can go first.
Ooh.
Shane.
Was that like your mating cry, Nick?
Alright, and it's on Home Economics, Strength, Food, Technology, and Service. Alright, so all the answers to these clues are food related.
Oh, I like food.
Shane?
Yes.
Aston Villa goalkeeper.
Current Aston Villa goalkeeper.
He's got two loads of me.
What?
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 I
don't understand that question.
He's got a two loads of me. Current Aston Villa goalkeeper.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Do you just want me to name the Aston Villa goalkeeper?
Who has a poodle laser move?
Yes,
you've
got three
kids. Right. Well, it's not going to be Guzan, because Guzan's not a food. It's not going to be Given. I don't even know if he's still there. Who's the other one?
No, he's not.
Mark Bunn? What food
Mark
is he?
Mark Bunn, yeah.
What food is Mark Bunn?
Bunn? A bun?
I thought it was going to be, like, a dinner or something, like...
A bun's a
school. Oh, hard was the 5-10 football, really.
Well, a bun's a
Mark's roast chicken dinner, isn't it?
I think it took me so long to understand what that question was asking me.
Like,
I was like, am I supposed to make a pun of an Aston Villa goalkeeper?
A bun is everything. Like,
actually,
maybe. You need like a donut star or something. Like, just get on, you just hear like fat people going, I want to go and get bun.
Check international side for Liverpool 1996.
Well, how am I supposed to know that? Patrick Berger.
Yeah.
That's clever.
I played for Rangers, which in 2004, 2010 scored 47 goals.
Oh, no.
I've got to think of Rangers players now.
I know the answer.
Did Paul Lasagna?
Are you counting first names? Nacho Novo.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Nice. I was thinking, Novo isn't a food.
I was Arsene Wenger's
assistant. I hate nachos.
I was Arsene Wenger's assistant between 1996 and 2012.
Pat Rice.
South African defender who played for Bolton and Charlton.
Oh, I know that one. Who is he?
South African?
No, I know him.
That is not me, because I don't have a clue.
Mark Fish.
Fish, yes.
Yeah, he was one. I didn't know he was South African.
Yeah. Current Shrewsbury Town manager.
Mickey Mellon.
Yeah. Sherry.
Yeah.
Derby County striker currently alone at Sheffield United.
Oh, I don't know.
Connor Salmon.
Yeah.
He used to play for Wigan.
I was right then.
I thought he was quite good.
Southampton striker who moved to Oldham Athletic for £250,000 in 1994.
Yeah. 1994? Fuck.
Hotel, I was running out of food for him to put players.
No, I don't.
You know that, Nicky Banger?
I've got that.
Even I couldn't have got that one.
Right, so for the win.
Ooh.
I bet it's a well easy question, it's going to be, isn't it?
Right, former Newcastle defender who made an appearance as himself in the 2001 film Mike Bassett's England Manager.
Oh, God, I love that film! Oh, I know that film.
It's for the win.
Who the fuck's this then?
This last question is pretty easy, so I'll check this.
All I'm thinking at the moment is three cheers for Sanchez.
The only defender I can think of,
no, because
he's not food related.
He wasn't actually in it, was he? He just, like, popped up.
Yeah.
Barry Venison.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
What's
film.
That food?
That is venison, it's deer.
Congratulations, Shane.
Hey!
Someone's pitch super champion, whatever they're going to call it.
What was my last question?
I bought Tottenham Hotspurs in 1991.
Daniel Levy, that's not food.
Alan Sugar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That famous food, Daniel Levy.
Congratulations, Shane.
Hey.
Yeah, how many times should you Google it then?
I'll tell you what, though, I love Mike Bassett. Mike Bassett. Yeah. That is one of my favourite films of all time.
I still need to bring out the second one, like, you promise it.
Just that bit where they're in the dressing room and he just goes, let's fucking kill him, and puts his fist through the wall.
Yeah, he was only defender I could think of, Gary Wackett.
Yeah, Gary Wackett, that was it. Oh, that was such a good film.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you.
You follow us on Twitter.
Thank you. Story has to part with Hero Shoddiness.
Once again, I'm let down by rubbish English
teams. We do apologise to our viewers. Yeah, he's not very good, you see. He struggles a bit.
Alright, so follow us on Twitter at BTFootball, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.